Good morning again, my friend. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week I ended with these words. There has always been evil in this age because humanity has always had the potential for evil within. But I believe we have now crossed the line in this age, and we are in new territories that we have never been in before. Evil was out there in the open as never before, which makes it easy to infect others, including children, the main target of the enemy, and that would be man and Satan. Evil and its perversion is not only being tolerated, but now it is being celebrated. Let me say that again. The perversion of evil is not only being tolerated, but now it is being celebrated. And sadly, evil has become the new normal. This new territory is on a new wicked level. You know, how can we have godly morals in America when the Democratic Party celebrates the death of millions of babies in abortion and they call it health care? They lie and the truth is not in them. When churches who once stood for truth, the family and God, now stand for social and racial justice, and then turn their heads to crime and murder and vandalism and drug addiction for money from the government. Yes, my friend, evil lives in the open. And we are in a new day of evil in America and around the world. Examples of this is homosexuality, same-sex marriage, open homosexuals on TV and in the media, transgenderism, LGBTQ. You know, all of these have become widespread in a shockingly short period of time. You know, Karen always said, if your heart is wrong, your head is going to be wrong, and so she is so true. Shows on TV like Will and Grace and other homosexual shows have engaged in social engineering, painting the picture that homosexuality as being mainstream and normal. But this is not true, my friend. In reality, the homosexual lifestyle was one of rage and perversion and multisexual partners. Suicide and murder now are tied number one for the two causes of death in the homosexual community. It used to be AIDS, but medicine has found a way to treat the many diseases that homosexuals suffer and die from. And despite the relatively small number percentage of people that actually participate, it's around 10% in such a lifestyle, these perversions and abominations, and that's what God calls them, like sodomy and lesbianism, are taking over our society. Sadly, our government is pushing this ungodly foolishness. The media, colleges and universities, while indoctrinating our kids, have sanctified and sanctioned this evil, unholy lifestyle. And now mainstream churches are pushing to accept this filth and perversion. Sadly, the Democratic Party cannot even define what a woman is. Some are even demanding the removal of references to gender in our vocabulary. Recently, a lesbian woman who identified as a man shot and killed 3 adults and 3 children at a Christian school in Kentucky and was celebrated as a martyr by the Democratic Party and the LGBTQ community, blaming the weapon she used and having to live this secret lifestyle of shame. No, my friend, she was a killer who hated some people, hated herself, and hated God. Do we think that this kind of thing is the result of mere mortals who have gotten off track and confused of their sexual identity? Oh, no. Oh, no. These things are the result of demonic spiritual forces of wickedness, spiritual forces that we cannot see working in evil ways into the human souls and using human vessels to spread the evil that is in their heart. The evil they have opened themselves up to now is the reality in their life. Only God, my friend, has the power to crush these demonic powers in them. But where is the church? Well, they're supporting homosexuals' right to be homosexuals. God help them before it is too late. But all of this is happening right now in America, and America is pushing the evil foolishness around the world. In fact, the target of much of this has become children. That's right, children. Many are demanding that kids as young as grade school be allowed to decide for themselves, I'm sure with some help from administrators and teachers, whether or not to have sex change operations. This is all part of a widespread effort by the Democratic Party to separate children from their parents, who their parents are usually morally, maybe not so spiritually, but what these parents are doing are putting their children in the hands of those who practice pedophilia, and they celebrate perversion, all sponsored by, that's right, our government and our government school systems. Again, we can see what is happening here. The enemy, man or Satan, wants to destroy the next generation of kids that even before they even get a chance to get started. Yes, my friend, this is a new territory indeed. This is Satan himself seeking who he can find in which to work his evils into the world. And there are many, many more and more people walking away from God who are providing an evil heart for Satan to work with. At this point in our teaching, you may stop me and ask, wait a minute, Dave, what does all this have to do with end time prophecy? Well, I will say, stay with me here and be sure to tune in next week here, because I am going somewhere with this. It is the desire of the enemy, man or Satan, to destroy what a human being is. This requires the destruction of the moral nature in humanity. It requires the destruction of our conscience. And this is the best accomplished, believe it or not, through the destruction and corruption of gender. When a person gets to the point where they have no moral foundation, they have nothing left but corruption. It requires the destruction of godly values and godly people. And this in turn provides an open road for the enemy to bring in and bring down humanity. What God said was very good in Genesis 1:31, bring it down lower and lower. Now, this is not by accident or happenstance, my friend. This is all by design. Demonic people, which are agents, that would be the man in the enemy of being God or a man, you know, are trying to destroy godly values and that godly spiritual foundation of America, so that the truth of the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ will be prevented from going around the world. My friend, England went the way of the world and now is an apostate nation. She once sailed the seas with the gospel, the true gospel, but turned to situational humanism. So God allowed her to go the way of the world. And today she is a shell of herself spiritually. So too will America's future be unless America's people now turn their hearts toward God and away from the world. Unless the church goes back to sharing the true gospel message and turns away from all of her religious denominational foolishness and quest for power and influence in the world. You know, we see this started with the Catholic Church in history and all of its quest and thirst to control lives of men and influence the affairs of the world. And now it has spread to other denominations. If we examine the erosion of the moral fabric of humanity and the celebration of perversion as being normal, then these issues are going to eventually bring these evils directly into conflict with Christianity. And this is exactly what the enemy, man and Satan, want to do, is paint Christianity as evil. Paint Christianity will be labeled as unloving and hateful and intolerant. And even the Word of God, the Bible, will be considered a book of hate, which it is not. It is a book of love. Amen. More next week on this topic. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and trusting that you have a tremendous week and the Word of God is able to dwell mightily in you. And tune in next week so we can hear more on this topic. It's just so critical that we know what's going on in this world and we pray against it, but also, more importantly, we get and we vote against it. Amen. God bless. Talk to you next week.